Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Okay, go to the vision. All right. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for those who are tuned in live stream. We thank you for everyone here today, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you increase our understanding spiritually. We need you, Lord. We desperately need you in this moment, in this time, in this season. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to speak to us by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Through your word, we will trust you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. So now, look what he says. Give me back to the first verse, if you would, Mariette. Okay, wisdom comes from God. This is not conventional wisdom. See that? Conventional wisdom is not what we need. We need God's wisdom. You see that? It talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse 7, it says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory." See that? God has a wisdom. God has a wisdom for you. Whose glory? Our glory. The word glory means what God originated and intended. In other words, God had a wisdom for you before you were even born to bring out what He originated and intended your life to be. If you get that wisdom, you're becoming everything He created you to be, and you're right in the center of His will. You see that? If you get that wisdom. That's why we need wisdom. God's wisdom. Not the world's wisdom. The world's wisdom can't produce anything from God. Am I making sense? Now watch this. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. See, when you have understanding, you have wisdom. Okay? Now watch. Exalt her. Who's her? Understanding. See? Exalt her. Understanding. Now look. And she, understanding, will what? Promote you. In other words, the word promote is talking about impact and influence on the people that matter in your life. Or the people you come in contact with. You see that? Your boss. Well, you don't understand, my boss is a rippity-rap. Stop saying that and start praying for him and start get you some understanding and watch that change. You don't understand my family there. Start praying for them. God will show you something. God will give you understanding, and He will give you peace and joy right in the middle of it when you get understanding. If you don't have understanding, you'll be confused and in conflict and at war and arguing with God in your mind. And we're going to talk about that. Watch this. Exalt her, and she will promote you. Understanding. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Next one. She will place on your head an ornament of grace. In other words, when you have understanding, like I said, you're going to be able to give grace to people you never would be able to give grace to before. When you get understanding. See that? You know, the person who's meaner than a snake, you understand? The person who's coming against you or really you just don't like, they get on your last one? Nope. You're going to start giving them grace. And that's changing you. That's empowering you. See, here it is. If how they treat you gets in you, you've allowed that. If their actions get in you, you've allowed that. See, you should never allow anyone else's dysfunction to get in you. Do you see that? And when you allow someone else's dysfunction to get in you, now you're infected by it. You're infected, and now you can't be effective. If you want to be effective in God's kingdom and around the people that matter most to you, you can't let somebody else's dysfunction infect you. And see, that's what happens. When you get understanding, it protects you. It says in Proverbs 2, it will deliver you from the evil way. Understanding will deliver you from the evil way. But when you don't understand, that rippity rap. You know, I had a grandmother that was bitter all of her life. Bitter. Mean. You know, I don't like to say mean, but that's all, you know, really, that was her disposition. And I never wanted to go over there. She would buy me anything. But she had never dealt with her problems. You see that? And so she was bitter. She was married to an alcoholic. And he died of cirrhosis of the liver. She turned right around and married another one. And he would beat her. She repeated the thing. See, when you don't deal with it, you just keep repeating everything. You just keep repeating it. And you just keep bringing it back in your house. And then it was trying to get up in my house. On me. In our family. Am I making sense? Hmm? He came over to our house drunk at Christmas and was beating my grandmother in front of me at 5 years old. I'm hiding up under the bed, scared to death. See how that, when you don't deal with your stuff, it's going right through your family. You see that? It's coming after you. But when you deal with it, it keeps you free. You see that? It keeps you free. You deal with it by forgiveness. You see, forgiveness is for the past. Always for the past. Always. In other words, what you did to me? That's why Jesus told Judas, he said, go on and do what you got to do. Get it over with. You ain't stopping me from my mission. I'm on a mission here. And I got lots of people I'm going to help. And that's the way it is. You can't help anybody if you got unforgiveness and hatred in your heart. Now look, when you deal with that, now you can help someone. You see that? Now you can help yourself. You can't even help yourself if unforgiveness and hatred is in you towards anybody. Forgiveness is always for the past. Reconciliation is for the present. I forgave you. Now we're going to reconcile the relationship. That's for the present. Watch this. Trust is for the future. Trust is for the future. You see, if you can't trust anybody, it's probably because you have unforgiveness in you. If you're always looking at them with one eye, you don't trust anybody on what they'll do. Always suspicious. That's because there's some unforgiveness there somewhere. It's contaminated you. Because if you can't trust anybody, you see that? Well, I don't trust anybody. All right. Love believes all things. This is the agape. Believes all things. You see that? See, when you trust God, it's in his hands. How they are, what they do, That's not your deal. You can't control anybody. God can deal with them, though. And he will. You trust him, you got something going on. See, that affects your trust in him if you have the unforgiveness in your heart or resentment in your heart. You can't trust God now. I'm camping out on that, aren't I? Watch this. It's important because we're talking about how we're going to live spiritually and have some understanding. That's one of the most misunderstood. I've seen people come in this church with unforgiveness for long periods of time, hear this word over and over, and they still have it in their heart. It's because you're not getting God's word in you. If you get God's word in you, it says in 1 John 2:5, but whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is being perfected in him. See, the love of God is perfected in you when you keep it. You guard, shield, and protect it in you. All right. Y'all all right? Go with me to Psalms 119. Marriott, give me that 1 Kings passage real quick. I'm going to show you guys this. Did I show you that last week? 1 Kings? Trey, did I show you that last week, 1 Kings? Okay. Therefore, watch this. This is Solomon. This is the wisest man other than Jesus in the Bible. Praying, watch this. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge. This word judge means to govern. To govern or judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge or govern this great people of yours? You know, that's a pastor's prayer right there. These are difficult times. Sometimes you don't feel like leading. Sometimes I don't feel like leading. Are you with me? But we don't go by what we feel. You don't live by how you feel. Well, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it either sometimes. I don't feel like it. You feel like it. I don't feel good. That's empty. It's not about how you feel. Your feelings will always take you in a wrong place if you let them. You got to go by what God says. You see this? And what's in your heart? From God. Because your own heart is deceptive. It's deceitful and desperately wicked. The Bible says your heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, I search the heart, I test the mind. To give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. God is always looking at our heart. He's looking for a loyal heart. A loyal heart is one who's trusting him and loving people. No matter where they are, no matter how broken they are, no matter what they've done, they're loving people. Is this making sense? Now, because God created people. And God uses people, and the devil uses people. You need to figure out who's being used. And that's when you get understanding, that's where you begin to get help. Now, Psalms 119, Marriott. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. This is David. With my whole heart I have sought you, O let me not wander from your commandments, your word. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. You see, he says, I will not forget your word. How can a young man cleanse his way? Give me that verse again. Back to the first one, Marriott, if you would. of the psalm. How can a young man cleanse his way? How can we cleanse our way when we live in such a world where they parade everything that's against God? And they're just everything. It seems like everything's against God. Am I the only one? And so he says, how can a young man cleanse his way? You know, the only way we're going to be able to cleanse our way is through God's word. You see that? We're going to have his word in order to cleanse us and to cleanse the way that we're walking in. In Proverbs 30, verse 5, it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them who put their trust in him. I got that from Charles Stanley probably almost 40 years ago. And it was deposited in my heart, and it stayed with me, and it's with me today, working in me. That word of God, every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them who put their trust in him. Remember, I told the story of there was a married woman trying to get me to, and I was single, pastor in this church, trying to get me to meet her at a hotel. And on the phone, I told her, I said, Jesus wouldn't like that, and you're listening to demons. But now listen, the first thing that came up in me, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. You see, it came up in me, and it protected me from falling into some mess. I wouldn't be here today if I'd have listened to what was going on that phone. Are you listening to me? Come on, are you catching this? It shielded me. It shielded me from making a stupid mistake that could have destroyed me. You getting this? I was in India. I went to India by myself twice. And one time I was in the airport and some woman, now I know I'm not all that. I'm not saying that. But was trying to come on to me a little bit. Every word of God is pure. He's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. I got out of there. Amen. Quick. Are you listening to me? Because listen, that can destroy you. That will destroy your life. Are you listening to me today? Pure. Every word of God is pure. The word pure is the word catheter. In the Greek language, catheter. And that's how you get the toxins out of your body when your body can't, you know, you can't have a catharsis, you can't get rid of what's in your body. You become septic. And contaminants and things can poison your body. Well, that's what happens to your spirit when you allow unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment towards people. It causes you to become septic. See that? And you start giving in to things and temptations and things that keep you, that separate you from God. It causes you to become septic spiritually. But the word of God is like a catheter. It gets rid of the impurities and keeps you pure before God. And now he can shield you and protect you. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have the word in you today, you're not going to make it if you're a believer. If you're a believer, you're going to have to get you some word in you and be intentional about it. I'm not saying you have to memorize the Bible. I'm just saying you got to have some word in you because you are going to be challenged in a way that you've never been challenged before in the day we're living in. You're going to be challenged. I mean, somebody sent me a picture of a backpack. This mother was going to, you know, going back to school. Kids are going back to school. She sent me a picture of a backpack she was buying for a second grader. And she picked it up. She liked the way it looked. And then she read what the words were on the backpack. It was in a elementary school backpack section. Pink, bright, you know, colors, and children, you know. And she picked it up. And on it, it said, "I want more sex." This is in Burlington Coat Factory. "I want more sex." That's what's going on. I'm reading this book from Erwin Lutzer. Powerful. He's helping uncover things that are going on. That, folks, you're going to be challenged. They're going to try to teach your kids masturbation and stuff. Children! Little kids with cartoons coming in to teach them. Huh? Okay, you stay tuned. I'm going to help you understand some more things. Because, folks, listen, you got to know who you are today. And if you don't, something's coming after you. You see that? It's coming after you. And so we have to understand. And we have to protect our children. And that's our responsibility. Amen? Now, it says in Proverbs 4:20 through 23, "Give attention to my words, incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life." Out of your heart springs the issues of life. You're responsible. You're responsible for where you stand today. You cannot blame anybody. You can't blame your parents. You can't blame your teachers. You can't blame anybody for where you are today in life. It's come right out of your own heart. See, that's the way it is with God. You know, we told Olivia, you know, nothing's changed. It's just you're going to have to grow up. And not that she's not grown, but it's time to, there's going to be a maturing and a growing up. That's what's going to happen. And that's what the church is. The church has got to grow up and mature. You see that? So we can begin to see and understand what's going on and help people into the kingdom.
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Amen.
So, it talks about in James, it says that a man looks into the mirror, but if he doesn't return to the mirror, he forgets what he looks like. The mirror is the Word of God. See that? He's talking about the Word of God. If you don't keep yourself a healthy diet of that word in you, you're going to forget who you are. And we need to know who we are. Remember Jesus, God's going to lead you right into an area. He'll lead you, and you will be tempted. You see that? You need to know how to respond. When you learn how to respond, God's going to use you. Remember when Jesus came out of the wilderness? Said he came out with power. Influence over all the region. Listen, that's the way it is. When you pass those tests, because you will be tested, now God can trust you, and now God can use you. And God wants to use every one of us in this day that we're living in. And he wants to use you in your children's life, in your church, on your job, wherever you are. Am I making sense? And you can have impact and influence if you have God's wisdom and understanding. See that? Because you're not going to be responding to people who are being cruel and try to hurt you. You're going to respond in a healthy way. And not everybody's responding that way. See that? The enemy will try to hurt you through somebody else. That's why you can never blame people. People are never our problem. Never are they our problem. It's always the enemy using them. And see, God's allowed it to see, you're going to depend on me in this situation? Or are you just going to get hurt and go have your little pity party? Nobody wants to come to that party. You go have your little pity party, and that's what you are. You go walking around and in the dumps, and it's just, you know, it's so hard. And, you know, you don't know what I've been through, and it's so hard. And I you don't understand. Everything's just, it's never worked for me. I've heard that. Get over yourself. Are you listening to me? Get over yourself. God has created you. When you know who you are and you believe what God has said about you, man, it changes everything. It changes everything. You see that? No matter what people say, it doesn't matter anymore. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. No matter what people say about you, when you understand what God says about you, it doesn't matter what people say. Are you catching that? See, you have to understand that. When you don't understand that, you'll let it get in you, and it'll start contaminating you. And you're just infected with depression and discouragement. We're not supposed to be discouraged and walking around with our bottom lip hanging on the floor. We're supposed to have life. Are you with me? Your countenance says everything about you. I can look at people and tell them where they tell where they're at just by their face. Your face says everything. We need to move on. Go with me to 119, verse 10 and 11. This is huge. You guys glad you came to church today?
Yes.
Look what he says. With my whole heart, I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments, your word. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. You see? That's what happens. When you have the word in you, it saves you and shields you and protects you from sinning against God. See, when you become a believer, your sins are forgiven, past, present, future. All of them. Doesn't mean you won't sin anymore, but now when you sin, you are the one. You're responsible. You bring the ramifications on your life. You're going to have to pay for your sin. You see that? Well, I just want to live with this person, and we just want to get to know each other, you know, before we make a commitment and get married. I just want to, what? What are you going to do? Try it out? See how you like it? Huh? What are you doing? You're going to see how you like it? It don't matter how you like it. You better put a ring on that. And you better get a license before you begin to get involved in that. Am I making sense? Is this making sense? God's calling you. He's calling you to do what's right. See, God's call on our life puts demands on our deficits. That's why people don't want to come up in a church like this. Because it's calling, it's putting a demand on their deficits. But that's a good thing. He's got answers and solutions as he calls you. He's got answers for everything he's calling you to. Freedom. He wants the best for you. He's up to nothing but good. God, the word God comes from the Latin word good. God is nothing but good, and all he has is good for you. He's all good.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.